three games in a row. The Giants have won, improving their record to 3-6 this afternoon over at MetLife Stadium. They beat in a hard-fought game, but they do beat the Oakland Raiders by a score of 24-20. Welcome to Giants Post Game Live here on My9. How you doing, everybody? I'm Russ Salzberg, along with my colleagues Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, Amani Toomer. And listen, you don't get style points. The bottom line is getting a W. They could not afford to lose. They did not lose. They win the game. And they do have something to build on, especially with Andre Brown running a ball like he did for 110 yards, I think it was, final total.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, guys, a win is a win. And there were some things in this game that showed that 0-6 team. You know, some of the turnovers, some of the poor play on the three sides of the ball, offense, defense, and special teams. But they found a way to win three games in a row. And you have to be happy with where this team is at this point.
Yeah, not the way you want to start off coming off a bye week
with a
turnover on the very first play of the game. But the Giants, you know, where we saw them earlier on this year not be able to find the plays and make the plays to bounce back to win, I thought the defense did a great job holding the Raiders out of the end zone, giving this offense a chance. And you mentioned it, Russ. I mean, Andre Brown, for him to come off of a short-term IR like that, carry the ball 30 times.
115 yards.
I mean, that was a big part for this win, him shouldering the load and being able to withstand all of those carries.
Yeah, it's not just the rushing yards. It's what he does in terms of moving the chains and early downs. Mm-hmm. It made the running game more legitimate than it has been in the past. And, you know, Andre Brown, you know, we didn't know what we were going to get out of him. I thought Peyton Hillis should have got more carries coming into this game. But then once, you know, Andre got in there and he started showing the flashes, he just really looked. Now we're starting to see this team look like the team that we thought we were going to see early on in the year. Because with the 50-50 running balance between run and pass, this is an offense that could put up some points.
Well, we all said to one another, Andre looked like the running back. That's why they projected him early in the season. Him and Wilson was going to be a 50-50 deal. He was just moving the ball, and he was moving it north and south.
He was going to be the starter.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When the season started, and David Wilson was going to be the backup. And what I really was impressed with Andre Brown was his vision. Saw him press the hole. He started with the run play to the front side, and then he would have a jump cut backside, and he set up a lot of blocks in some of these run plays, and he did a great job of taking care of the football too, because that's one of the things you worry about. A guy that hasn't played much, you know, how's the ball secure going to be? Is he going to have two hands on the football? He did a great job with that as well.
Yeah, and let's not forget this Raiders defense, that everyone going into this game was licking their chops. Seven touchdowns with Nick Foles, and Tom Coughlin said this week, we are not going to use that game as an indication of how good this defense is. This is the Raiders defense that held the Kansas City Chiefs to 216 yards. This is a 9-0 football team, so everyone makes adjustments in the NFL, as you guys all know, and you knew they weren't going to have that type of effort defensively going against the Giants. It's a tough fought game today.
Well, how about the Giants defense, especially, you know, first and goal, knocking them, you know, keeping them out. I mean, that was the season right there, not the game. That was the season right there. If they're going to continue to have hope to get into the postseason, they had to stop them there and they, you know, hold them to the field goal.
Yeah, this defense has been keeping this team in a lot of these games because the offense has given up so many points. The special teams have been giving up points as well. The one thing that's been consistent over this turnaround is their defense has been playing at a really high level, able to make up for 17 points that the offense and special teams gave away today.
Well,
that was big. You mentioned the defense, that big stop. That was huge. That in the third quarter when they were down there and they held the Raiders to the field goal, I thought that was huge.
Well, again, like I said, there's pluses, but there was also minuses. They can't afford to be playing like that and think they're going to win games. As you say, starting with a turnover, ending the half with a pick six, that can't be done. But the bottom line is they got it done this afternoon by a score of 24-20, improving their record. 3-6. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Stick around. We're waiting to hear what the head coach has to say. I'm sure he's not going to be clicking his heels, but he's going to be relieved. Let's just say that. So stay right where you are. We're coming back. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My9. As we've been talking about, Giants improved their record 2-3-6 with a 24-20 victory over the Oakland Raiders over at MetLife Stadium. Tom Quinn,
how to be one of the most relief guys on the face of this earth when they block the punt, DeMontre Moore, Cooper Taylor runs it in. And you know, it's hard to blame him for what happened on the opening play. The guy just fumbles the ball. But this special teams has been driving Tom Coughlin and Giant fans nuts all season long.
It's been driving both Toms nuts, Tom Coughlin and Tom Quinn. And it's really been, you know, a mixed bag of tricks, because you see a terrible play in the opening kickoff with Jarrell Jernigan, but then DeMontre Moore, you know, bounces back, blocks the punt, and then, you know, for Steve Weatherford to have a punt block later on, you know, it just, you know, and then Steve also had the shank punt. You know, he's had a good season thus far. He's been kicking the ball really well, but for the special teams to not be functioning and to continue to misfire, you know, I give a lot of credit to this team for bouncing back despite all of those adversities.
And Eli wasn't sharp today.
No.
Oh, excuse us, we're going to go right to the head coach here, what
don't
he has to say about the situation.
But we did find a way to win, and I think the only way that happened is the players did it at halftime. They do believe they were going to win. So that's basically the way it happened. I think if you look closely, we were minus one, but we traded off some of the really bad or good plays. And I think that was a very positive. You know, we start the game off. Who even fathoms starting the game off like we did? But then we blocked the punt. You know, they intercept the ball and score. We intercept the ball and go to the 3-yard line, or I guess the 5-yard line. So it kind of went back and forth. Andre Brown, certainly. I told you 40 carries the other day. I didn't mean to mislead you. It was 30. But he gave us what we needed. He had a little spark out there. There's no doubt. Some power runs, and he just a little bit almost broke free a couple of times as well. Our defense rose up in the second half. The goal line stand, the illegal procedure, put the ball back on the 5-yard line. That was huge. So they kick field goal and keep it within range for us. So all those things contributed. I would have certainly liked to have scored a touchdown. We have studied teams that have left the ball on the 1-yard line. San Diego did that. Pittsburgh did that. And in fact, it cost them the game. So in this case, when we didn't get in, we kicked field goal, and we were fortunate enough because of field position and our defense to be able to hang in there and win the game. So, you know, a lot of outstanding plays and a lot of bad plays, to be honest with you. Some things that that we just going forward have got to do a better job of. The wind was a crosswind, so it depended. It seemed like it was swirling all the time. Even pregame, it was swirling. And we were trying to make the call, you know, on whether or not we were throwing the ball very well pregame into it, with it, you know, whatever, into the swirling wind or not. But we were doing that. So, in talking with Eli, I didn't think it was a major factor there. We had taken the ball the last two games and won, and then we took the ball today. That's very impressive, and he was, you know, he had 4 or 5 guys jumping on his back there for a while, but the league and the policy as far as the 3-week buildup after you've been on this, you know, short-term PUP is a good thing. You know, if over the course of those 3 weeks, I think he built his stamina, his confidence. I know when he first came back, he felt he was missing some cuts and he wasn't as natural as he or instinctive as he wanted to be. But I think with the course of the 3-week period, the 21 days, I think he felt better about it. We were. Unfortunately, we got pressure ourselves too, which, you know, that gave us a bad taste in our mouth there. But we got pressure right away. We got some pressure later on. Their punter did an outstanding job of keeping us backed up, way backed up. And our field position, particularly in the first half, wasn't very good.
Tom, when you think about the things everything, what do you think it needs to
do? Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that this is very rewarding, very satisfying. You know, perseverance does pay off, and he is a guy that has persevered. You know, he tore the Achilles, then he was off our team, then he came back, he gets hurt with the leg, he gets hurt again. He hangs in there. You know, give Jerry some credit for thinking that he would be back, and he is back, which in the same season with a break in the last preseason game, so we're real happy. But, I mean, there's no question. I don't think you can say enough about, you know, him in one game coming back, hadn't been hit, literally, you know. And that was my concern going in, was ball security. He hadn't even been tackled.
On the same day, what would you say about Terrell Thomas's first game?
How about that? Yeah, the same the same belief in himself, the same feeling that the desire to always make it back, believing that he could, and then making that play today. He's a smart football player. He's a good football player. You saw Terrell with his tackling a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't know that he had as many tackles today, but he certainly was the man on the spot for the interception, and it's a shame he didn't get in the end zone.
How big is that play at that moment?
Huge. Oh. Huge. I mean, they're in, you know, they're at midfield or wherever it was, and all of a sudden in our offense gets the ball. We hadn't had the ball. Third quarter, they had the ball. But all of a sudden we got the ball on the 5-yard line. You know, we're holding our breath for the replay, although we felt he was down. But then it came from the 3 back to the 5. So. Yeah.
No.
I decided to regroup was better. We've taken the ball with 41 seconds and driven it the length of the field, and Eli has been superior in that situation. I thought we had quite a ways to go with not a lot of time. We've done it before with that much time, so that's on me. It was my decision to get in there at halftime, and thank goodness it worked.
When you talked about the halftime locker room, how was that different than earlier this year where you had a lot of mistakes to do in the first quarter?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of this locker room, this halftime. You know, I told the guys to get their chins up. It was a little bit quiet, but I told them exactly what I believed. And we've been in a lot tougher situations and circumstances before. That this was certainly one difficult situation, but it wasn't the toughest we've ever been in. So we thought we could come back.
Tom, you like the interception? Obviously, it was such a backbreaking play.
Well, he did have a guy coming off the corner. He did have one up the middle. And we had a basic route on. I think he let it go and didn't even see the nickel. But he was there.
What did you guys do to try and slow down Terrell Pryor? Your defensive line, obviously, had a pretty good game.
Well, we did. But we had a couple of occasions where they did a nice job and blocked everybody that we had assigned. And he came, you know, with the keeper play. On the edge. We did a good job, I thought, of the sprint out contain or the bootleg contain. He hurt us a little bit, but I thought we were in good position. And a few times, you know, we got the intentional grounding. We tackled him behind the line of scrimmage a couple of times. So I think we were in good contained position with that. But I will have to look at the option, the keeper stuff, because he hurt us with that.
Any update on JPP? He went out, came back in the game.
No, he came back in the game. That's the best I can do. Means we have not only balance, but we've had balance. I mean, we've had 31 and 32 carries the last couple of games, but we not only do we have balance, we've got some production.
How much does that work with the game plan, and how much does that just him having some success?
Well, nobody draws a play up that you don't block everybody. So they're all blocked on paper. It doesn't happen in the field. But you saw, I mean, he made some plays after first contact, and probably quite a few of them.
Did Hillis' fumble play part in that also?
No. I'm sure it did. He's been so solid and so sound. And, I mean, I could write a book about screenplays this year. I have nobody. What in the world is going on? Is it Halloween every Sunday? All we do is call a screen and we go. Okay. We're glad to be home. We're glad to be home, and now we can turn to the next guy.
I feel like you're in this thing.
Well, we're trying to go one game at a time and see where we are. You know, we've just made another notch closer.
Okay. Locker room's off.
All right, a notch closer it is. Their record is 3-6. Again, they don't have, as far as I'm concerned, no margin for error. So now, what a loss today would have been disastrous. Now they get the Packers coming next week. And sans the best, arguably the best quarterback in football in Mr. Rodgers.
Yeah, I never like playing backup quarterbacks. But I think the way that the Giants have been playing football over the last couple of weeks, not having the penalties. They had one penalty today. And that really allows you to make it the other team beat you as opposed to you beating yourself. And, you know, even with the turnovers, they were able to overcome that because they just played with that much more focus on the little small details, which is the penalties.
Yeah, and I mean, look at, there's going to be a lot of national criticism, Sean, as you know, about the last quality of the last three quarterbacks the Giants have played. Whether it's Josh Freeman, Terrell Pryor, and obviously Nick Foles, the Eagles. But one thing Coach Coughlin said is that there was a belief system at halftime that they were going to win the game no matter what. That belief system wasn't there the first 6 weeks of the season. So at least you're starting to see some form of confidence. And when you win, you start to have confidence in what you can do and your ability to close out these games.
Yeah, I thought that the second half, the defense really carried this team, and they gave the offense the opportunity to run the football. I mean, we're giving Andre Brown a lot of credit, mm-hmm. which we should, because he came in after having not played basically all year. But the defense, the way that they played and the way that they kept the Giants in this game, they gave the offense the opportunity to do that.
Well, let's be honest. Defense has been carrying a team now for 3 weeks in a row. They have been the stalwarts, certainly, to help this three-game winning streak. Hopefully, they can keep it up next week against the Pack, again, over at MetLife Stadium. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Once again, Giants prevail, taking care of business, beating the Oakland Raiders by a score of 24-20. Stick around. We're waiting on quarterback Eli Manning, along with many of his teammates, so stay right where you are.
A huge strip sack here in the final minutes of the game. You couldn't be more pleased, I'm sure.
No, it feels good. I mean, it's a good end personally to a game that we played as a group. And, you know, coming back to the sidelines and celebrating with everybody, that's what it's all about. We're playing Giants football now.
How difficult was it to run down Pryor today? This guy's got incredible speed back there.
It was tough. I mean, he was obviously hobbled, but he's still faster, you know, on half a leg than most guys are with two. So we knew we had our work cut out for him, trying to get him to stay in the pocket and get that consistent rush in his face. And you can't say enough about what the guys did behind this. T2 coming up with a huge interception. A lot of guys behind us playing very well. A lot of us go out there, play free, and get the sacks.
Again, the turnover battle. Your defense was incredible. Despite the fact that there were other units that gave up big plays, your defense came up with big plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for us as a defense to be stepping up and playing. But, you know, being a part of special teams, we got to be able to take that upon ourselves to get that thing corrected, too. I mean, offense will take care of themselves, but whatever we can do to get special teams corrected, I think that's what's going to help us from here on now that the defense is playing ball.
Guys, Kiwanuka, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Victor, not the prettiest offensive game you guys have played all year, but effective enough to get the W.
Definitely effective enough to get the W. Andre Brown had a tremendous day running the football, which helped us out all the way around. Defense played their tails off as usual, and we're excited to get this victory.
You know, we had talked earlier during the week about a very confusing multiple scheme defense they had. They really were not going to let you get the big play, were they?
Yeah, they were staying over the top. They were doing a lot of things schematically to keep us underneath, but we did a good job of catching the ball. Ruben made that big play when he could, and we definitely had a good day.
And then finally, how much of a factor was the wind? It looked like any time a team was going against the wind, it really caused a lot of trouble.
It was a little bit of a factor. It would tail on you. The ball would tail on you very late, so you got to keep your eye on it all the way in. It could be a factor, but it's New York City. You got to play in these conditions to be able to prevail.
Finally, how much life does this breathe into your season?
Oh, tons of it, man. We're one down, seven more to go, like I was telling everybody else.
Victor Cruz, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul Dottino, thank you very much. You know, that defense, they did have the four sacks, but we were all talking about it. There was tremendous amount of pressure, as he said, Pryor. Matthias was saying Pryor's not an easy guy, you know, on one leg, let alone two. But they were real close several times, just almost getting him. We're starting to really see that pass rush that we expected to see from the Giants.
Yeah, Russ, you're talking about four sacks this week, another four sacks last week. I mean, prior to that point, the Giants only had six sacks defensively the whole season. So to see JPP get a sack, Matthias Kiwanuka, see one from Keith Rivers, Antre Roll, to see that the sacks and the pressures come from different parts of the defense shows that they're really starting to play team defense again. And that's what you want when you don't have to isolate one guy or double team one guy and the pressure can come from anywhere. So it's glad to see that the defense and Perry Fuel, hey, when you're being upset that a guy missed a sack or two and they still have four, that's when you know you're in good shape.
They could have had five or six. And you mentioned Perry Fuel. I think he deserves a lot of the credit, because when you're playing a mobile quarterback like Terrell Pryor, the challenge is we want to get pressure on the quarterback, but we want to keep them in the pocket. They did a good job of that because we saw last week against the Eagles, Terrell Pryor ran all over them, you know, making plays with his feet as well as his arm. And I thought Antrell Roll had a great game. This might have been his best game this season. He had 12 tackles. He was a presence all over. He came up with big stops, had some big tackles. You know, they really carried this team throughout the day.
Yeah, you talk about them trying to contain Terrell Pryor, making him go to his left as opposed to his right because of the fact that when he goes to his right, he's much more effective running the football. And that takes a lot of, you've got these guys on the outside, rushers, and you're telling them just to kind of contain him and make sure he doesn't go your direction as opposed to tell them to go get him. Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough thing to do, but this is what happens when you play team football, and this is exactly what they did today, which is why Terrell Pryor didn't look that good today. He didn't throw the ball well. He didn't run the ball that well, and I think a lot of credit goes to the defensive line of the New York Giants.
All of a sudden, that defensive line is playing as a whole. For a long time, we were just getting it from the interior. Now we're getting it from outside and inside. All right, let's take care of some business. Folks, you got to remember, you want to go to Adorama.com/Giants to win yourself an LG 47-inch TV and soundbar. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9, waiting on quarterback Eli Manning, so stay right where you are. Welcome back, everybody. Again, you're watching Giants Post Game Live right here for you on My9. Giants extend their winning streak to 3 games now with a 24-20 win over the Oakland Raiders. And one guy who had a very, very big part in that win was one Andre Brown, rushing 30 times for 115 yards. He spoke a short while ago at the podium.
I'm a little sore, my back. But, I knew going into it that I was going to come out a little sore, and I'm going to have to go sit in the cold tub at the house after this, some little salt, stuff like that, so it won't affect me too much tomorrow.
I know you're going to carry it 30 times.
I carried it 30 times. It felt like 50. It was a couple times when I was like, tap myself and get out of there, but didn't know. I guess Coach did say what he predicted, 40. He was 10 off. I didn't expect that many carries, but when we were out there, running the ball like we did, you stay on pace and you stay on track. I guess we just keep it rolling.
Isaiah, Mike talked about you coming back from the multiple injuries, particularly this year. Mm-hmm. It's just a tribute to perseverance. After the injury, what was your mindset just from the
end? Just staying positive, a huge shout out go out to all the guys in the training room, Ronnie Barnes and Byron Hudson and Steve and Lee. They really put me back together a couple times, so really respect what they're doing there. Even Ronnie, even though he hated my singing, he stayed on me, and they really kept me positive and motivated to come back out here and play. Other than that, coming off the injury, just staying positive and being around the guys and making sure that, I was helping them out and, them making me feel like I was a part of the team. So, it goes out to the offensive line. Everybody's just feeding off me and I'm feeding off of them. And it's a good feeling right now. You're going to enjoy this win and then watch the film and go back out there next week and get ready for the Packers.
All right, we'll get back and talk more about the one Andre Brown in a little bit. But right now, let's go back down to the field where Paul Dottino is standing by live with Reuben Randle.
Well, thanks so much, Russ. And Reuben Randle caught a big touchdown pass in this one today. Thought he might have been interfered with on the play, but I want to really give you a high five for your concentration on that one. Not only did you run a great route, but great throw and a great catch.
Well, when the ball's in there, I try to focus in on the ball. The defender really doesn't matter at that point. It's about going to attack the ball and making a play, and that's what I did.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about the wind conditions? Because I do believe it affected the play calling and affected a lot of the pass plays today. How much of a factor was it?
Not as much as we figured it would be. I think we had worse conditions in practice throughout the week. But today we just focused in on the ball. We knew that coming in. We had to concentrate on catching the ball all the way in as receivers. We knew it was going to affect the play calling maybe a little bit, but I don't think as much. But as long as the play is there, we got to make them.
It looked like, though, between maybe the wind plus the fact that the Raiders weren't allowing much deep, right. You guys had to settle for a lot of shorter stuff.
Right, they played a lot of too high and a lot of safeties, you know, playing deep. So Andre did a great job stepping in and running the ball. So when defense plays like that, they're accepting the run. So us as a receiver, I do a great job blocking downfield.
Ruben, I want to ask you personally, because sometimes it looked like there may have been miscommunication or guys not necessarily on the same page all the time in the first half of the season. You guys come off of the bye week. I'd like to know, what is it that you did to help clean up your game coming out here strong, playing really, really well today, and helping the Giants beat the Raiders?
Well, making sure I'm on the same page as Eli, we've seen the same things, and also defining my routes more so we can read my body and know what route I'm going to run, since we run a lot of option routes in this offense. So I'm trying to clean up that part where we can be on the same place and make a lot of big plays down the field.
Paid off in a touchdown today.
Yes, it did.
Ruben Randall, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Listen, let's get back to one Andre Brown for a moment. Talk about two men, Andre as well as Terrell Thomas, profiles, examples of profiles and courage. What they've come back from and the way they're performing, especially, you know, today and Terrell the last couple of weeks, really all season for him, has been really been remarkable.
Yeah, Terrell Thomas had a great game against the Eagles a couple of weeks ago. I want to say he had 11 tackles. He had the sack, the forced fumble, and then come back this week, have the interception. I know it would have been the cherry on top to get in the end zone and score. But I think those guys have been an emotional lift for this team. And you know, they're playing at the right time for the Giants, because down this stretch, I mean, the Giants have shown that they're a very streaky team. They can get very hot. This is the time to do it if they're going to do it at all.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give credit to also Jerry Reese. I mean, he had confidence in these guys that they would actually come back. Most of the time, you go on IR twice, you're off the team. You don't have an opportunity to do what these two are doing. So it just goes to show that the training staff from the top down in this organization, they believe in their players that are on their team and stick with them through thick and thin.
Yeah, I mean, and let's go back to Andre Brown. What he did on the carrying the football today, the balance of that created, and Eli Manning was 50% on third down because of the balance. Yeah. He didn't have to throw 300 yards for the Giants to win today. And you look at the makeup of this backfield now. Andre Brown's, you know, 235. Peyton Hillis is about 250. Brandon Jacobs, when he comes back, he's 265. This is a physical backfield now. And as an offensive lineman, when you're blocking for those type of backs, you know that if you could get a hat on a hat and they get past the line of scrimmage, that's at least 4 or 5 yards. So I think now that you're starting to see it, hopefully, a different mentality up front when it's time to run the football.
And, Roman, what you said, Eli Manning isn't playing very well. And that's when, as the team, they need to pick up the running game. And that's exactly what's happening. He's still kind of in this funk, throwing 16 interceptions, throwing another pick six to the house. You know, but they can still overcome that and win. And that's the difference between the first six games and these last three game winning, this last three-game winning streak. Yeah.
They can overcome it against Oakland. Now, the challenge is, you know, you start playing a team. I know Aaron Rodgers isn't there, but they can't keep playing like that and expect to win. And everybody talks about the wind. Right. I know the wind is a factor, but guess what? You're at home. You have to find a way to throw the football in that stadium, especially with two home games coming up.
Without question. All right, we're going to have Justin Tuck, who almost had himself, could have been maybe even a pick six, but it was certainly an important knockdown at the time. So stay right with us. You're watching Giants Post Game Live, brought to you by The Children's Place, the official kids fashion partner of the New York Giants. Keep it where it is, folks.
Talk about just give us a yard. It's still our job to make sure that they don't score. And today we had some opportunities there to prevent some scores and did a good job of it. That's pretty much it.
Justin, the creative mode now, is it just a renewed sense of optimism now? You guys are really back in this race.
I mean, honestly, man, we really haven't lost any of that optimism. Even at 0-6, we felt as though we could still climb out of the hole we were in. We still are in the hole, but obviously it feels good to have three in a row here and two more games in a row at home, and we're starting to play with a lot of confidence. And that's something that hopefully we can continue to build on and continue to get back in this race.
JPP said he was going to have a big game today. He shoulder went out, came back. What did you see from him out there?
He's starting to get a little more comfortable and starting to trust himself. For him, man, the sky's the limit. He knows that. We all know that. So we're just trying to be as positive with him and making sure that he knows that, he's the next coming of, you know, something great around here, and I think that, you know, he's starting to get back, and that's kind of scary because he hasn't played bad, but he can play tremendously better once he gets back to his old form.
Justin, you almost had to pick on Terrell, see the end zone back there.
Yeah, that's gonna be in my dreams tonight. Yeah. You know, it's just something that, you know, we'd seen in practice, and I got a good read on it. And unfortunately, I couldn't get my other hand up to get two hands on it. But it was a good play. We got us off the football field. But believe me, it was an opportunity that I feel like I missed. And, you know, hopefully we get the opportunity to do that again.
All right. Well, we alluded to that before with Justin. But if he does get it, it looks like, you know, I mean, might not be a speedster, but a good chance for a pick six. But again, we were speaking about it earlier. Now they get in on a defensive line from the outside and the inside. Everybody's saying they're playing as a unit.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we wanted to see earlier on this year. It seemed like there were times where one group would play well, then like the inside guys would play well, the outside guys wouldn't play well, the linebackers would play bad, then the DBs would play good. Now it seems like they're all on more on an even pace, and I think Perry Fuel has got this team playing a lot better on defense.
Oh, let me ask you guys this. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but the defense really started playing a lot better as a unit when Mr. Beeson joined this team.
Oh, it's no coincidence. I mean, he definitely brings them, you know, the big play capability, but I really think that he does a great job of recognizing the plays and getting the defense lined up. He's definitely been a vocal guy out there, and even though he's new to the team and it hasn't been there that long, he has the pedigree. He has the Pro Bowls to go along with it. But I just feel like the defense has been the catalyst for this team. And Justin Tuck said it. You know, it sounds so simple, and we're kind of laughing about it. Keep the other team out of the end zone. And regardless of what's going on around them, the special teams is giving up the football. You know, Eli's throwing a pick six. They never flinched, and they just said, it doesn't matter. If we hold them to field goals and don't let them score, we will still have a chance to win this game. Everybody on that defense should get a game ball.
Yeah, and I think offense, as we all know, relies on, you know, timing, you know, precision, executing at the point of attack, I mean, all the little intricacies on offense. Defense is pure effort, will, emotion, like wanting to take the ball away, wanting to stop. I mean, that goal line stance the defense had today in the second half was huge. And that's what this team is going to have to continue to build on until Eli Manning gets better, until the offensive line keeps him clean, until there's no more wide receiver quarterback miscommunication. Until that happens, the defense is going to have to continue to lead the charge, led by Ontrell Roll, you know, Justin Tuck, all the guys that you expected to play well on that side of the football.
Yeah, well, that goal line stance, as we said, might not have been the game. It might have been the season if they don't make that stance. Anyway, this is some very important business, folks. Go like Children's Specialized Hospital on Facebook, and it's very important because PSE&G will then donate $1 for every like, up to $1,000. All right, stay right where you are. We're still waiting on quarterback Eli Manning. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine.
Verizon Fios, making life more entertaining with America's fastest, most reliable internet.
Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. We're anxiously awaiting on quarterback Eli Manning. So until then, we'll just talk a few minutes. I want to get back to Andre Brown because the one thing about Andre, and you'd have to be in a locker room every week to see it. We'll get back to Andre in a second. Now we have Eli Manning, so let's go to Eli at the podium.
You know, Andre played great and just, you know, ran hard. Also, you know, hit some big runs, got some, you know, 10-yard, 11-yard runs, which was nice. And obviously that last possession, knowing, you know, we're going to need two first downs to run out that clock and exactly what he was able to do. And, it was a huge first down, not giving the ball back to Oakland and running out the clock. So that was, great job by the offense line and Andre, and he's going to help us out.
Just
undercut it. Didn't really get to step into the throw like I wanted to, and he just read it and made the play.
Was that anything you had to compensate for?
A little bit, you know. Yeah, it was definitely, you know, definitely wind, you know, windy. I thought, you know, a few kind of got away from me, you know, on a comeback down to the left. Just, you know, wind caught the ball and just, you know, kept it going towards it out of bounds. But you know, that's just kind of what you get sometimes here. You're gonna have some throws that it's, you know, it gets affected. Some it doesn't.
Is that the case with
you know that I'm not sure. I think, yeah, you know, it might have got caught up in the wind a little bit and just died somewhat, and you know, kind of prevented it from being, you know, where he could run out and get it. I think the guy, you know, guy kind of made a pretty good play and got his hands up in there, but you know, had an opportunity for obviously a touchdown there. Would have been nice.
Is that the player on the 3-yard line?
No, that would have been the one further out. We end up, you know, they had a defense of all sides, so we, you know, end up, you know, getting the first down with the all sides. But later on, yeah, just, no, that one just put it out a little bit too far.
Eli, this is the largest amount of football to go, but is there a sense in your locker room that you guys have now?
Well, I think, yeah, we're finding ways to win, and that's nice. And obviously, you know, won three in a row, but we still, you know, we still got to figure out some things. We still got to, you know, play a little bit better. But we are kind of coming together as a team, and you know, finding ways to win games in the fourth quarter and playing a little better. So, you know, obviously that's good to see. That's what we need to do, you know, we got to keep working offense. You know, defense has been playing outstanding. They've been playing really great offense. We got to start, you know, being a little bit more consistent and having some better drives, and obviously not putting them in a bind and turning the ball over.
Ellis fumbled the ball on the screen. Coach talked about he's never seen this, the way you guys are running screens. Your assessment of how you guys are running screens to make something bad happen before something
bad happens? We're not you know, yeah, obviously today I think we ran two of them. One was a fumble. The other one's incomplete there at the end to Andre Brown. So, yeah, our screen game just, you know, has not gotten going, which is, you know, something we need. We need to figure out a way to, you know, get some easy throws and quick throws and slow down that pass rush. So, you know, we got to find a way to get that going a little bit better. Yeah, I knew we were gonna have to run the ball. You know, against this team, they're good against the pass, and you know, they're gonna, you know, keep two safeties high and try to slow down our pass game. We're gonna have to run it well, and we did. So I didn't know, again, I didn't know how the rotations would go with Andre and Peyton Hillis and the crew, but you know, he was running well, and obviously, you know, did a good job on, you know, first and second down, having them back there, and you know, hit some big runs. No, no, you know, I've been playing this game long enough. Some interceptions are gonna happen, and you just try to make better decisions, and next time.
Eli, is it something of an encouraging sign that you've gotten?
Well, it's good. Yeah, I'm worried about wins, and I was getting wins, and today, you know, sometimes you gotta, you gotta fight, and things, you know, weren't easy for us, but you know, we were able to put together a couple good drives when we needed to go down there and get some points, and so we gotta get a little bit better on third down, and they had a good plan, they did some good things to slow us down, and so we just gotta figure out how to be a little bit, you know, execute a little bit better, and especially in the passing game.
All right, that was quarterback Eli Manning, and I'm going to, you know, defer to you, Amani. I think he nailed it pretty well, hammer on the head, when he said, you know, the defense has put it together. We haven't seen the offense put it together all season long. They come away with the win, but it does have to get better.
It does have to get better. Eli has to get better. Even over the last three games, this little win streak they've had, he's only had one interception, and that was today. But he still needs to have more command of his throws. Don't tell me about the wind, because the wind is windy for both teams, so it's not something that you could use as an excuse. I just think that he needs to feel more comfortable with his wideouts. He needs to place the ball a little bit better. But the way that he's been playing over these last 3 weeks is the formula for this Giants team to win, and that's throwing very few interceptions. And maybe he doesn't throw a lot of touchdowns, but obviously there's other parts of this team that can take up for the slack for Eli not playing his best football.
All right, and when you win and the quarterback's not playing his best football, that, though, is a good sign. All right, go like Children's Specialized Hospital on Facebook, folks. Very important, because PSE&G will then donate $1 for every like up to $1,000. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. I'm Ross Salzberg, along with my colleagues Roman Omen, John O'Hara, and Amani Tuma. We're coming back.
Well, DeMontre Moore, very big again on special teams. We remember the block punt in Pittsburgh during the preseason. You get one today. I don't know how they let you come up the middle like they did, but please take me through the play.
Just lined up on the play, and Coach Quinn and Coach Izzo have been telling us all week about how DeMontre, if you do everything like we say we do, we gave you a perfect scheme, you're going to get a block. And so, you know, I just lined up right there. Luckily, I'm that close to the snapper, so I could see his cadence and get a good get off. And, you know, the rest was history. Coach told me it was going to happen, and, you know, it happened. So,
did you have any idea what was happening to the ball and that Cooper Taylor was able to run it in?
I felt it. You know, when it hit my forearm, I'm not going to lie, instantly I was like, oh, I just got a block punt. But, man, this thing. And then, I'm looking for it, and I'm trying to grab it, and my slow self was trying to, you know, run up to it, and then Cooper just zooms by and scores. So, you know, I'm happy, as long as somebody got it.
Big contributions on special teams. That's what it's all about when you're a rookie. You understand that. And quite honestly, you know, a lot of people have been looking for you to get in on the pass rush. But when you make a contribution like this, what does that do for your confidence in terms of being a part of this team?
It constantly boosts it because, you know, I'm out there actually making plays and I'm actually contributing. And honestly, it just feels really good to, you know, just go out there, do the best of your ability and, you know, put the team in a great situation. So, overall, I just felt great about the whole thing.
Montre Moore, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, thank you, Paul, with DeMontre Moore. First, I'm going to go to Mr. Oben. I know you didn't legally change your name to Oben, but that's a big-time play from a young man, because that just turned the whole momentum in the entire stadium around.
Yeah, I remember when DeMontre Moore blocked that punt. I know it was a preseason game. It was the first preseason game against the Steelers. Jesse Armstead told me after the game, he said, this guy is going to be really good. And I think if you're a veteran on this team and you see a rookie, 250-pound rookie blocking a punt and playing gunner on special teams, it should elevate your level of play because, again, this team's lost six games. And there's a reason they've lost six games. But when you see rookies kind of outshining you, it should make some other guys step up. And we're not calling people out here, but again,
that's your call him out.
Well, this team has lost six games for a reason.
What DeMontre Moore is showing the coaches is the fact that, listen, if you put me even on punt team, you put me on special teams, on the kickoff team, I'm going to make plays. So it's forcing them to find ways to get DeMontre on the field. You know, listen, I'm really excited, and I'm sure Giants fans are, that they won a football game. But I think for the Giants, looking at this big picture wise, it's good that they lost ugly because it leaves them hungry. And this team needs that motivation in order to keep clawing and fighting to get back into this race in the NFC East.
Yeah, he's a rookie that comes in and just, he wants to play it so bad he'll do anything. You put him anywhere, and that's the type of rookie that used to be get on the field. Now you can get on the field just because salary cap situation.
Well, they got themselves a 3-game winning streak. The bottom line is they got to try and make it 4, and the next game will be against the Green Bay Packers. That is next Sunday, November 17th, MetLife Stadium, 4:25 p.m. And, of course, as soon as that baby is over with, you want to flip right over here for our Giants postgame live here on My Nine. Till next week, that's a goodbye. We'll see you then.